This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Ooh, Jojo Mason. Ooh. What is that song called?
Something to Wrap My Heart Around. In case you didn't get that.
I was just going to say, the chorus is pretty, it's pretty out there. And it's
straightforward.
Just gives it away pretty easily, doesn't it, Tariana?
It certainly does.
Driving you all the way home. We are here. It's 3:22 in the afternoon. And a little special guest we got in the building, Tariana.
Oh, it's great. First one since COVID. Don't worry, we're social distancing and all.
1.7 metres, actually. 1.7, yeah, away. So just making sure, you know.
Anyway, Felicity Kerja, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
We're amazing.
That's so good.
Thank you very much for coming in, firstly.
Thanks
for having me. You're not new to this station, are you? You've been here a few times before.
Mum was telling me like 8.
Yeah.
Quite
a few times. Quite a few.
And you're obviously close with Clay and Jamie Well, just to let you know, we're cooler than them. We're just going to start off straight there.
We won't tell them that though.
Plus, we're in the afternoon.
Look, we heard that you're not a morning person, so you're more than welcome to come back anytime.
Thank you.
It's a great
so
time
much.
Of the day to be alive this afternoon. And look, you're not getting up early at 5 a.m. So
no, it's wonderful.
It is wonderful. Great. Well, for some people, I mean, I'm an all day person.
Exhausting is what you are.
Yeah, sometimes I'm exhausting. Felicity, talk us through a little bit about yourself. If the people at home from Drive may not know about you, where did you start music?
So I'm 16 now, but I started sort of doing the music scene when I was 4 years old, and sort of fell into country music when I was 7 or 8. And just from there, just been going to, Tamworth and Gympie Muster and just gigging around the place ever since then. And, just finished recording my first album and my first single, which I'm releasing very, very soon on Friday.
Wow.
So it's just sort of been everything in between there and that journey.
It's very exciting times from a 4-year-old to a 16-year-old to starting, getting your own single out there, an album. I suppose what's been the drive for you to get here? I mean, is there been anyone that you've just gone, look, one day hopefully I could be like that, or any role models
like
that?
Inspiration, Well, when I was 7, I listened to a lot of Troy Cassidaly. That was a big thing for me, and Chelsea Basham as well. They were the two that I was like, I love how I just felt so inspired by them. And then I also love Keith Urban as well.
We all love Keith.
And just watching people perform and make music. I just wanted to do that for people and write music for people and living that dream, just sharing music with people. So it's so amazing.
At 16.
Yeah.
I was gonna say crazy. Traveling around at 16 years old and it's some late nights for you,
It is.
Gigging around.
Are you still at school?
I am. I'm going to grade 11 this year. So at the moment, anyway. Never know.
I mean, if you can do both, it's good. I won't tell you to unintentionally to quit school.
Look, I'm about to become a parent, Felicity, so I've got a little boy on the way.
That's amazing.
So
congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
But I'm going to be the father in the room here and just say, stay in school as long as possible. I reckon it's always good to have something to fall back on. Just have some kind of skill just in case, the music thing doesn't work out. But if you're passionate about it too, you just do you and you keep going.
Yeah.
You go strong.
Now, my question is, you're going into year 11. I'm going to word this better than I did with Brianna Dinsdale because I got some bad looks from her father. Does it take the pressure off a little bit knowing that you have a plan? Still try your hardest because, her dad looked at me and was like, don't tell her to quit school.
I didn't tell her to quit school.
Does it take the pressure off a little bit and help you relax a little bit and maybe enjoy school a little bit more because you've got this plan and it's a pretty solid plan?
That's a hard one because I usually use all my school time to do music anyway. So I mean it's good though. It's good knowing having a direction and that kind of thing. But in saying that, it's good though because I go to the music industry college, related to school. To music anyway. So
favorite subject away from music. It's a tough one. I know. Look, we bring the tough questions here at 989.
I know. I actually love business.
Business.
I really love events management kind of thing as well. So
you know what? If you can get into that, it's a really good place to be in. You meet a lot of people like the music industry as well, and look, if you're good with people, I mean, it's a good industry to be in. So look, all the best with that side of your life as well. But
thank you so much.
I'm sure you're going to do well. We're going to go to a song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to let you play for us.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
I don't remember much about last night. Woke up on a couch, sunrise. Saw the living room through these bloodshot eyes of mine. Cold sober, you didn't like that I came home late, 4 a.m. but it's a Friday, babe, and I've been working hard. Can't you give me some space instead of shouting out, oh my God. Oh yeah, some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more, more. I spent all my money drinking on my own, yeah. In this bar, just sat here staring at my phone. And I keep second guessing, where did I go wrong? I know I'm proud, but I've let one too many come take me home.
So now I'm crying. I didn't want to call, cause I didn't want to fight. I swear that I was trying, yeah. Everybody falls when the rent's a little high, and I never meant to get so out my mind. With you playing cool, just pretending it's fine. We've been round, round, round this too many times before.
Till we break down, I see you looking at me. The time will be on peace. Put my name on your list.
Listening to The Drive Show with Tarion Olive and Drive. Yeah, that's me. That's you. And that's me.
Yep.
Got someone
us.
Else. Yeah, that is us. Obviously, a little guest in the building today. Lucky enough to listen to her first new single. Well, we just won't wait any longer, I suppose. Felicity Kircher with her debut single, Feeding the Fire.
Feeding the fire, it's just going high.
Well, there you have it here, Brisbane. Debut single, Feeding the Fire, Felicity Kirch. Wow. That was mesmerising. That was very cool.
Wow.
Thank you so, so much.
16 years old.
16.
Yeah, 16 years old. I've been trying to sing like that in the shower for a long time. Yeah, that's amazing. Well done. Well done.
Thank you so much.
It's a great song as well. Oh, well done. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
We'll go to a song. We'll come back and have a little chat. Yeah, welcome back to The Drive Show. If you just joined us now, well, then unlucky for you because you just missed out on a stellar performance from Felicity Kircher here and her debut single, Feeding the Fire. It's out on...
Friday.
Sorry, I was just...
struggling this week, aren't you?
No, I just had a blank. I've used a lot of my brain today, everyone, so just stay with me for the rest of the show. But thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Look, good luck with you, you know, with it all happening on Friday for you. And, yeah, like I said, if you just joined us, you missed out on a stellar performance. You've got a long career ahead, young lady.
Thank you so much.
Don't, like I said, don't write too much music. You've got to save some for, you know, later in your life as well. You're doing a great job. But if you keep making music like that, I mean, people are just going to keep coming back.
You said you got a few in the bank.
Mm. I do. Yeah.
What are you going to do when you, like, when you're an adult and you actually
well, that's
have,
what I'm
like,
saying. Don't go too
more experiences. You're going to be like...
Well,
yeah, unstoppable.
Yeah. I mean, the older you get, the more experiences you have in life.
And, for sure.
You know, when you're going to be able to write music about, I mean, look, country music, I mean, a lot of people like writing about heartache. I mean, hopefully one day you don't have to, you don't deal with that. But if you do, you probably write one of those as well. We've had a lot of artists do that. But look, Felicity, all the best with your music.
Thank you very much.
Big 2021 for you.
It is.
Last year wasn't outstanding, but look, here at 98.9, we want to wish you all the best, and I'm sure you're going to do a great job.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Hopefully,
I'll
be back soon, eh?
For sure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.